All of the Republican candidates for president are campaigning in Iowa today ahead of Saturday's debate there, all except Newt Gingrich, who's doing a book signing in Washington. How that must gall Mitt Romney, who Politico points out has been campaigning in New Hampshire for 5 years now, while Gingrich only opened an office there a couple weeks ago and has risen 21 points in the polls. Saturday's ABC News debate is expected to be a showdown between Gingrich and Romney. The Romney campaign released an ad today with political pundits talking about Gingrich.
It's a character problem. He doesn't have the discipline that you want in a president.
In Colorado, he is out in basically, he is out in the left wing of the Republican Party.
Rick Klein of ABC News is in Des Moines. Rick, tell us more about how the Romney campaign is, as Karl Rove says, finally responding to Newt Gingrich. What are they aiming at?
They're aiming at issues of credibility and conservatism and consistency. They are just, this is a full-bore attack. This is not even subtle. He's got an ad out talking about his own religion and his own family and his own marriage. That is clearly intended as a hit at Newt Gingrich. We've got an independent group that's out there working on Mitt Romney's behalf. They're bringing up the kitchen sink against Newt Gingrich, and this is the full-bore attack that a lot of folks are now saying he may have waited too long to launch.
You mentioned Gingrich's religion. Just want to remind people that he converted to Catholicism recently. Romney, you know, pointing that out as another sort of flip-flop, I guess.
Right.
But Karl Rove again said on Good Morning America today that my suspicion is that the Romney campaign is looking at themselves and saying, why didn't we start this weeks ago? You mentioned, you know, Iowa, the caucus is the 3rd, the New Hampshire primary, the 10th. Yet you say it is comforting to see some campaign ads. We're hearing that in New Hampshire, as well as where you are in Iowa, there just haven't been that many.
That's right. This is, it's amazing. We've talked about how every campaign gets more intense. This one has actually been less intense. There's less actual campaigning. There's less advertising and more campaigning via cable interviews and the like and mass media outlets. But I think that's about to change in the next 4 weeks. The candidates have 2 debates here in Iowa over the next week. One of them is on ABC News tomorrow night. And those are going to be the last opportunities to reach a big audience and change perceptions in a way that's free for the candidates. Then you have to turn to the paid media. But the question is how effective you can be. We're coming up on the Christmas holidays. That's a hard time to break through with the message. You want to be careful about what you say around the holidays. So it may be that the dynamics that we see right now are locked in.
Well, and tell us what they are in Iowa where you are. You say Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul, there are more than a few people who've said Ron Paul could actually win the Iowa caucuses. He has far and away the best organization. He's better organized in all of the precincts, everything you need to do on the ground, and his supporters aren't going anywhere. So there's a chance that if there's a real bloodbath over the last couple of weeks, maybe combine that with some really bad weather on caucus night January 3rd, you could be looking at Ron Paul actually winning the Iowa caucuses. Not impossible.
Well, what are Iowa operatives telling you on the ground?
They're saying that Ron Paul has the best organization. It's really now a campaign for the second best organization, and that actually may be Mitt Romney. Even though he's barely campaigned in Iowa, certainly didn't campaign like he did 4 years ago, he still has the remnants of that structure, and no one has been able to match that or even tried to match that.
Well,
we stopped by Newt Gingrich's headquarters yesterday. It's almost empty, even now.
No, well, and what about that? You know, the fact that, once again, he's doing a book signing in Washington. Some have said that this always was a book tour that suddenly became a presidential campaign. But he's still doing it.
It's remarkable. He's done nothing to disabuse that notion. When he has a book signing a couple hundred feet from the Capitol, of all places, on a day like this, day before the big Iowa debate, that he knows he's going to have a showdown with Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich doesn't have the campaign infrastructure. He doesn't have the money to be pulling a full-on campaign. But right now, he isn't even attempting it.
I want to mention one thing. They are also conscious of who their opponent will be in the final analysis. Mitt Romney, speaking before a Jewish group, a Republican Jewish group this week, accused President Obama of an appeasement strategy. Obama had a pretty strong response to that.
And a remarkable response. He said, ask Osama bin Laden about whether I have an appeasement policy in place. It's a conversation stopper if it's not an argument stopper quite.
So there's the debate tomorrow night in Iowa. Also, Mitt Romney is doing another interview with ABC in the next couple of days. And then on Sunday, ABC News commentator George Will is expected to make some comments about Ron Paul. Now, he talked to Paul about, are you going to become a third-party candidate? Paul said no, but apparently people like George Will are afraid he will. If Ron Paul wins in Iowa, what does that do to New Hampshire?
I think it throws it up for grabs. The real race in Iowa will really be for second place if Ron Paul ends up being the winner, and it makes New Hampshire a real wild card.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. Rick, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.